invite the young children to come up and join me in the front. All the way up. Good morning. Can anybody tell me what this is? Anybody besides Josiah? Only one person wants to guess. Does one take a guess? Josiah. The font. What the heck is a font? Isn't that something I type on the computer? Like different types of letters that I see on the screen? It's a baptism font. What is a baptism font? Is that like a type of thing I type on my computer with different letters, but they all are the symbols of baptism? Who's that? Alright, typing font is what I use on the computer. The baptismal font is what we use to get baptized. Why do we need a baptismal font for baptism? Why can't we just, you know, stand anywhere in the sanctuary and do a baptism? Bethany? Beautiful! So you can be included as God's family. Can I include someone as God's family over there in the back corner? If what? If they've been baptized. But what if I want to baptize someone? Can I baptize them way over there in the back corner? Catherine, what do you think? Can I baptize them way over in the back corner? No. Why not? Baptismal font is a symbol for baptism. There's something more. It's even more than a symbol. We're forgetting something. If the baptismal font is here, and I'm holding someone or standing with someone in the back corner of the sanctuary, what am I not going to be able to do, Catherine? Jesus grows me from sin. He grows from sin anywhere, right? Because Jesus is everywhere. But there's something that's at the font that is not in the back corner of the sanctuary. You got it, designer? Ah! Holy water! You got that right. It's water. I need water, right? You know, it's the silver bowl that I fill at the beginning of the worship service every morning. You need water to do baptism. Now, we don't need holy water in the way that most people think about it, because we just use normal water out of the tap for it. But you do have to have water, which brings me to the next thing this morning. You'll notice that I've done something to the font today, which is not true with every Sunday. Have you noticed? What have you seen? Elena, what do you see around the font, which is not there every Sunday? Blue and purple cloth. What's the deal with blue and purple cloth? Candace, why did I put blue and purple cloth around the font this morning? Jesus being baptized in the water, right, in the River Jordan. Blue stands for water. So the blue and purple cloth stand for water, right? What's that? It can. It does today. I say it stands for water. So it's going to stand for water today. You need something besides just blue. You need some texturing. You know, some depth to it. So I'll use some purple as well. Notice how far back that blue cloth goes. Can you see how far back it goes? Where does it go? To the end of the pews. Now, I could have just draped the cloth around here. It took a little bit of time to get the cloth all the way over all the humps of the pews, all the way to the back. Why do you suppose I put all that effort into sending that cloth all the way back?
That line.
It's a line straight. Why do I want a line? this baptism that comes out of the font. That's precisely it.
Like it's empty.
Good point. I guess it's time to fill it, isn't it?
Okay, fill it.
That's because I was waiting for you. Now, the font has water in it. And now we all know what it symbolizes here this morning, that just as Jesus was baptized with the Holy Spirit of God and was called a beloved Son of God, so all of us who have faith in Christ, who have been baptized, are declared physically to be beloved daughters and sons of God. That's why we baptize. That's why we have that symbol. And that's why we celebrate. 2 Sundays after Christmas, every year, we celebrate the baptism of the Lord, which is this Sunday. So hold on to that as you look at this blue cloth. And I'm going to pray for us before I send you back to your seats. Lord, we thank you for claiming Jesus Christ as the Son of God, for making that public with the baptism that John the Baptist gave him. We thank you also for making us daughters and sons of yours, living in your household with the same spirit that Jesus had. Lord, lead us into lives that are worthy of our baptism, so we may bring glory to Christ.